Hi, I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day, and I'd like to take a few moments to share with you about the things that matter most at Christmas. You ask anyone what they look forward to the most at Christmas time, and you will get all kinds of answers. Some are looking forward to the presents, some are looking forward to spending time with family and friends, some kids are just glad they don't have school, and some kids are looking forward to sitting in Santa's lap to give him their Christmas wish list. There are also some people who are wrapped up in whether or not Jesus was actually born on December 25th, and whether or not we should even be celebrating Christmas at all, because it may be a pagan holiday. I think all of those things are a distraction from the things that matter most at Christmas time. This account in the book of Luke of Jesus' interaction with Zacchaeus is not part of the Christmas story, but this statement that Jesus makes, it brings into focus what is most important about celebrating Christmas. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, Jesus says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." In this one statement, Jesus cuts through all the noise and the chaos surrounding Christmas. And he's saying, forget about what presents we'll be getting. Forget about where we'll be going for Christmas shopping and whether or not we should be celebrating Christmas at all. Jesus tells us that what matters most at Christmas is why he came in the first place. He came to seek and to save the lost. The angel Gabriel told Joseph the same thing in a dream. In Matthew chapter 1, Gabriel tells Joseph, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And so as we approach Christmas Day, please don't get distracted by all the sights and the sounds and the arguments for and against celebrating Christmas. Christmas is about the Savior, Jesus Christ, who comes to rescue us from our sins. If you know him, take some time to thank him for saving your soul from sin. If you're listening and you've never made a commitment to Jesus Christ, why don't you take a few moments right now to repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to forgive you of your sins, to make you his child. Because saving the lost is exactly the reason why he came. I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day.